Mascarella's threatened to deliver a couple of dangerous set pieces so far. That second corner was a dangerous one, and this one he's arcing his way in and shot! Oh, scored this time! His header tipped onto the post by Aikimi and crept in, and Ryan Shotton has given Derby the lead in 16 minutes. The free kick from the inside left position floated in by Mascarell, and it was an inviting one for Shotton, who climbed high in the Wolves penalty area again, and Aikimi couldn't quite tip it round the post. 16 minutes, Derby 1, Wolves 0. Throw on the right, taken by Christie. Infield to Dawkins, chested it on well, now up towards the edge of the area, and a shooting chance for 2-0. Jeff Hendrick popped it sweetly into the corner from 20 yards, and Derby take a full grip on this game now as we come up towards the half hour, and it all happened very quickly. Clever bit of play from Dawkins, chested it to Hendrick, and the Irishman, quick to pull the trigger, found the corner from 20 yards, and Wolves in real bother now. 27 minutes, Derby 2, Wolves 0. Yeah, Derby carving through Wolves there, and now have another corner with 4 minutes to go to half-time, and here it is delivered by Mascarell and headed back by Keogh, and there to be one, clear to Russell. Russell finds the angle to make it 3-0. Johnny Russell for Derby, and Wolves knocked flat by the Rams in this first half. They couldn't clear away from the set piece, and Russell had plenty of time to move across the penalty area and find the angle for his left foot shot to beat Aikimi into the corner. And with still 4 minutes to go in the first half, Derby in complete command lead Wolves 3-0. Here's Hughes playing it to Hendrick. This could be four. Oh, too easy for Derby County. 4-0 now after 9 minutes of the second half. And again, they unbuttoned Wolves' defence so easily. And this man, Hendrick, running on strongly from midfield, can finish from 20 yards with either foot. And he stroked it right-footed into the corner. 4-0 to Derby County, and there's maybe more punishment still to come. Martin now has played it to Forsyth, running into the penalty area, and it's 5-0, Johnny Russell. And he celebrates with a somersault in the corner, and Pride Park now absolutely bouncing, because Derby, after 60 minutes, have put 5 goals past Wolves, and they look full of goals. Even now, a lovely teasing delivery from Forsyth, and they were queuing up. Russell with an emphatic finish into the roof of the net, and a serious thrashing being handed out. Derby 5, Wolves 0.
Kenny, that was obviously a pretty difficult experience.
Yes, it was. I thought our defending was very poor in the first half. Three goals from set pieces. One, a direct header from a wide free kick. Another one from a corner. And then another one, four touches after a short throw-in where we happened to be 3-0 down. In that period, or at 1-0 down, we had two big chances. One with Sacco's strike from a corner, and two from George Saville from a pullback from Sam Ricketts. So our defending overall was very poor. Set pieces in the first half, they're a big part of defending, and you know they've let Derby get some daylight. And then in the second half, runners from midfield just generally working them and getting tight as a midfield three and a back four. We didn't do it. We didn't do well enough, and you know we let them get onto the ball and get their head up.
Yeah, I mean, they're clearly a very capable team in this division, but without wanting to be too simplistic, did your team make it a bit too easy for them at all?
Without a doubt, our defending right the way through the game wasn't good enough, and our competition and our closing down wasn't good enough. First half, it was from set pieces. Second half, I felt in general play.
So, without losing perspective, because you know, this time last week your team was top of the table, what's been not right about this week, and what do you want to put right in the next fortnight?
I felt we've come up against two very good teams, two good clubs in Ipswich and Derby. Both days we've come up short. It shows where we need to get to as a club and where we want to be, because you know they're both established in this league, very good sides, and look very very strong now going into the winter months.
The loan window closes, I think I'm right in saying, before your next fixture, or certainly in the next couple of weeks. You've got 2 weeks off now. Will you move in that time, do you think? Is there something that you can do usefully with the loan window?
We'll see. We're always looking to improve, definitely, and do we need to improve? Yes, so, obviously on the results of Saturday and Tuesday, but whether we're moving that window, it's a little bit early after the game for me to assess that.